Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Recommended forcibly removing family members from their homes and putting them in quarantine.
Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Queen Elizabeth seemed to be echoing this idea to the UK.
It reminds me of the very first broadcast I made in 1940, helped by my sister. We as children spoke from here at Windsor to children who had been evacuated from their homes and sent away for their own safety. Today, once again, many will feel a painful sense of separation from their loved ones. But now as then, we know deep down that it is the right thing to do.
Bill Gates has been pushing the idea of tracking people with digital tattoos, and Microsoft was recently granted patent number 060606 for a cryptocurrency surveillance system connected to the human body. Now enter H.R. 6666 to authorize the Secretary of Health and Human Services to award grants to eligible entities to conduct diagnostic testing for COVID-19 and related activities such as contact tracing through mobile health units and, as necessary, at individuals' residences and for other purposes. On May 1st of 2020, Illinois Congressman Bobby Rush introduced H.R. 6666. This act is essentially setting up a nationwide contact tracing and quarantine program run by Big Pharma. Section 2, COVID-19 testing and contact tracing using mobile health units, will allow Bill Gates loyalist Alex Azar and the CDC to fund eligible entities to conduct tests, trace and monitor the contacts of infected individuals, and to support the quarantine of these contacts via mobile health units. Who are the eligible entities qualified to receive this funding? Health centers, nonprofit organizations, high schools, and anyone else that Alex Azar deems eligible. The amount of taxpayer dollars being asked for to trace the public and force quarantines is $100 billion for 2020 alone, and whatever may be necessary as long as the emergency period continues. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, I'm going to take your phone calls for the next 2 hours and go through all the news that's breaking and unfolding. And if I seem nasty and angry, and it has nothing to do with the crew, the fact that the New World Order is actually doing all this and they've now announced a permanent lockdown, we knew that was coming. It just means this is war. And it means they're not going to back down. They're not going to stop. And I am torn by what we should do. And I do know that a lot of important people take stock in what we say. So that adds to the stress of this. And I don't want to say I'm cracking under the pressure. No one can handle pressure like this. Not the president, not you, not me, not anybody. That's why God's got to come into this. That's why I said yesterday I commit my destiny into God's hands. I mean, that's all you can do is quote the Psalms. Because these people are absolutely evil, and they're trying to create a worldwide depression. They've done it. And it's going to only just get more horrible from here on out until we crush these people. And that's what this is coming down to. They have really crossed the line here.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never will deliver their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So you get your orders in right now. They can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Thousands and thousands of years of human history, everything our ancestors strove to do, battled to succeed, is now coming to this point now, with the globalist technocrats believing in a post-human era that they've taken control of human evolution to not empower humanity, but to end humanity. They must be met with total resistance and total commitment. And the living God's standard must be born before us. All right, let's lay it out. The quickening of the quickening of the quickening is beginning, and you've got the General Flynn information coming out. You've got Manafort getting released. You've got Biden illegally unmasking and spying on candidate and then President Trump and then lying about it. You've got Obama lying about it. You've got Obama asking the FBI director to conceal this from the president-elect. This is a coup. And if you go back to 2017, we were there in D.C., and we have our sources that explain that Trump was under massive counterterrorism, counter-espionage investigation by Crossfire Hurricane, and we specifically exposed who was behind it, not because we were the smartest guys in the room, but because we had the courage to do it. And if you'll remember, we laid it all out. And early on, they were bragging in the New York Times when he was president-elect in December of 2016. When the ink wasn't even dry on his victory, they were trying to block him being seated by delegates. They said, we were wiretapping him. We know he's a Russian agent. And I remember talking to Roger Stone and others, and Roger going, Donald Trump doesn't even trust his own lawyers and his own people around him. He would never work with a foreign power. He's absolutely pro-America to a neurotic level. And that's what you get with Trump. Absolutely loyal. He's lost billions of dollars being president. Gone through hell. He's the real deal. The problem is he's a one-man show. He takes everything in himself and then makes decisions off of his knowledge base and off his instincts and does not research the opposition. And that's why he can have a Bill Gates saying, I'm your buddy, when Bill Gates is orchestrating the whole thing against America and Trump. And now Trump knows that. And now Trump knows that about Fauci. He actually thought he could trust the military always to be faithful because he puts them on a pedestal when a lot of them are globalists. He thought medical people he could put on a pedestal. Trump is very naive in ways. And I don't just hear that. I know that. We got in the information on Fauci and on Gates 3 weeks ago. And you saw immediate action. And that's why you notice that Kelly, when he was the chief of staff, it was in the news. His main job was, quote, keeping InfoWars away from the president. Well, they got a problem now. The president goes to InfoWars. The president goes to Gateway Pundit. And so anywhere the president goes comes under attack because they're simply trying to knock out places that Trump tunes into. And then he has the gut instinct that's accurate. Of course, we do the real research. And then Trump goes, yeah, that's it. Like, you know, Darth Vader in Empire Strikes Back, when they go, they could be smugglers. They go, it could be rebels. That's it. The rebels are there. That's what Trump's like. And he's basically always right. The problem is, though, he makes the decision right there in that moment. And so that's why they're always trying to keep anybody real away from him. Because he doesn't do the research. But when he sees somebody that has the research and it clicks with his data set, he goes with it. And that's why they're so scared. So Trump's completely real, folks. That's why the establishment is so horrified by him. Because they have these big committee meetings and they check with all the special interests before they do anything. And so the corruption, and it just sets in. And now you see, and here's the big news, now you see Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, Obama, Michael Obama, all these people coming out and saying Trump did a bad job, Trump did a terrible job, because the minute Trump 2 weeks ago quietly sidelined Fauci and said, your models are all completely wrong, 50 times, 30 times higher than what they said, you're done. No, we're not keeping things closed until the election. It's going to kill hundreds of millions of people worldwide. We're not doing it. You got a chance to just sit down and shut up. Fauci then went and rang the alarm, and then you saw Gates and all them open up on him. And, I mean, I was sitting there filling in, you know, the president's advisors, and, I mean, I just said, I can't handle this anymore. So I got on the phone. I called a bunch of them 3 weeks ago. I said, when you talk to the president, you got to get him this, you got to get him that. And then they did. And then Trump said, really? And by the way, these lawyers for the president, all these other people, and these big national talk show hosts, they don't know all this. They're like, really? Bill Gates' dad was the Federal Reserve Board? Really? He was the head of Planned Parenthood? Really? Bill Gates says he hates Trump? They didn't know all this. I had to get it all for them. Now, you saw Media Matters. Obviously, they're hooked in with intelligence agencies and globalists. So they're not just listening to the show. They're doing a lot more than that. They had a big article a couple weeks ago saying we need to get rid of Jones. He's advising the president to go after Gates. And they raised a full alarm about that. And again, this shows how weak the globalists are, that Alex Jones in Texas is willing to walk the tightrope because I'm committed to this. And all these other men are scared to tell the president. And I've got to call up famous people that are friends of the president and say, you care about your kids? You better do something now. You better tell Trump this. His enemy is Gates. His enemy is Fauci. His enemy is the UN. They're a Chi-Com group. I know the president already gets this, but he has to level with the public and say, choose America or choose them. And by the way, they want to bankrupt you and destroy you. America will choose Trump, but he's got to completely level. And then it happened. Again, we influenced the president to make the right move. And I only say that here on air so that you understand why we're in so much danger. And I go back to this. Limbaugh came out 2 days ago and said the Democrats want to destroy the economy to kill Trump, to kill the movement. We told you that 3 months ago. Again, it's not that we're that smart. We can't keep waiting until it's completely obvious. We have to act now on all this. We have their whole damn plan. These people are completely evil. We have their whole operation. It's so easy to beat them. And I know some guys high up in the CIA and stuff that are American patriots, they claim, they're like, well, Jones, you know, we need the dialectic of how bad they are so they know how good we are. No, we don't need the dialectic of of this giant Hydra cancer that has already damaged the whole planet and is completely out of control. Deal with it now. Cut it out right now. God Almighty. We have been living by committee so long and passing the buck so long that the damn world is burning down because a bunch of spoiled brat globalist billionaires want to teach everyone that they can't be capitalist or they can't support Trump or Americans can't have guns or the left's all obsessed with our son's testicles. The recklessness is letting them go on. The inaction is action. It's the worst type of action. And they fear us because we are the detonator. Of course I'm trying to detonate the destruction of these people. Not because I want to step on them to feel big. They have to be removed for our children's future. These people aren't just corrupt real politic folks that want power. They want power over life. They want to wreck things. They're devilish. They're diabolical. They are of Satan.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Rick and many others. Next segment, toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. First-time callers today on this live Thursday edition. Now, you have powerful multinational corporations that put communist China in place and have had one-sided trade deals to deindustrialize the West and move our jobs there. And they promised us, oh, we'll be a service economy now. But now they say that's obsolete, that that is non-essential. So this is economic seeds. This is control. It's how authoritarians control people, is by controlling the economy. Third world nations make the decision, in most cases, to keep people poor as a tool of control. It's called serfdom. It's called feudalism. It's called being chattel. America was the idea of stopping that. Doesn't mean we were ever perfect about doing it, but we were the idea of stopping it. And so now here we are with it coming out. I have the documents right here. I'll show them to you in a moment. That Joe Biden and Obama ordered unmasking and the spying on General Flynn and President Trump when he was president-elect. And now it's all come out that Obama lied. And now Trump's saying he wants him called before Congress to answer for this. But Trump needs to understand that Bill and Melinda Gates represent the big foundation money that Trump was never part of, and the real shadow globalist government that set up the UN, and they're making their move with this COVID-19, and that now that he's sidelining Fauci, and now that all this is coming out, he's got to come out and expose the fake test, how they count all the regular deaths as COVID. And he's got to fully destroy the lie, or they're going to keep the blue cities and states shut down and cause a global depression that's going to be much worse than it already is. And so only leveling with people will stop this. And I'm seeing a lot of signs that Trump's starting to do that. So this is an epic moment. It's an incredibly dangerous moment. The energy level, politically, spiritually, is just pegging right now. It's an 11 with your Spinal Tap analogy. So now is the time to be super aggressive. Now is the time to be out front. The good news is internal polls the White House did are mirrored by CNN internal polls. That's why they're panicking. Young people are totally turning to Trump. Despite the fact we're banned everywhere, our traffic's five times what it was. It's just exploding right now. So that's another good indicator that they really miscalculated. Yeah, they may have half the people wanting to be sheeple and thinking they're heroes for staying inside. But a large portion of folks from every race, color, and creed get the scam, and they know what's going on. So back in January of 2017, we exposed the president being spied on, and CNN attacked us. So did Late Night Comedy. And then about a year later, Roger Stone and I broke it all down. Here's a part of that special report.
One thing that happens when you make as many wild, unproven claims as Trump does is that the people around you have to go to increasingly ridiculous lengths to try to defend those claims. And this weekend we saw another example of that when White House counselor Kellyanne Conway was asked if she had any proof for Trump's outlandish claim that Obama wiretapped him during the campaign and offered this bizarre answer.
How does he know that his phone was actually tapped?
Let me answer that globally. He's the president of the United States. He has information and intelligence that the rest of us do not.
You know what? Yeah, I'll agree with that. Trump has intelligence that I definitely do not. I agree. Listen, people, one more time. Trump's accusation is ridiculous and pathetic.
He is suggesting a U.S. president enlisted a foreign intelligence service to spy on a political adversary. That is an explosive charge.
This is a serious allegation. This might be the most serious allegation any president has made against a previous president.
But this is a very serious allegation for a sitting president to make about his predecessor.
Trump tweeted, "Terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism." And the other one, "How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon Watergate. Bad or sick guy." He said Obama is either a bad or sick guy. Maybe he means him as compliments. Like, yeah, man, he's bad. He's a bad guy.
The NSA's deputy director told the BBC it was arrant nonsense, revealing a complete lack of understanding in how the relationship works. And for their part, GCHQ called the accusations utterly ridiculous. And yet, rather than distancing himself from Spicer, Trump decided to back him up.
The craziest thing about Trump calling for an investigation without any evidence, zero evidence, Trump has not produced a shred of evidence.
There is no evidence for Trump's claims.
The evidence did not come.
So where did Trump get his info? From the CIA? From the FBI?
Where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI? The CIA?
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones. You know he's legit.
This bizarre circular thing happening where the president cites a theory that he was wiretapped, which developed on the kind of fringe right-wing media. And then after his tweet storm, InfoWars then started saying, well, look, it was the New York Times that reported it, citing our story, misreading our story. And now, a few weeks later, the White House and the president are citing InfoWars. So they've got one kind of bizarre right-wing fringe theory to defend another bizarre right-wing fringe theory, both of which there's no evidence to support.
Major developments again tonight on the deep state spying on the Trump campaign. James Clapper, Barack Obama's former director of national intelligence, is actually today saying it was a good thing that the Trump campaign had a spy for the FBI in their campaign during an election.
It turns out, according to new reports, the FBI may have had a spy in or interacting with the Trump campaign during the 2016 election, a government spy in the campaign.
Remember when Trump was ridiculed by everyone when he said, I was wiretapped? I mean, he speaks in shorthand at Twitter, I was wiretapped, or whatever that tweet was.
He meant surveilled.
Yeah, he meant surveilled. He was right.
He was absolutely right. Judge Andrew Napolitano.
They crashed him.
Right here on Fox was the first one to call this. Look, this has to be seen in context. Not only did they use a phony, fabricated dossier as the underlying legal rationale for the spying on the Republican candidate for president, using the power and the authority and the capability of the state to spy on one of the two major party candidates, an abuse of power, but now they infiltrated the Trump campaign with a FBI agent. This makes Watergate look like small potatoes.
This is Watergate on steroids. Remember the Nixon scandal? It was about a third-rate burglary. This is a deep state political hit job now spying on an opposition party campaign, FBI spies, during an election.
A human intelligence asset may have been inserted in your political rival's campaign? I mean, how this isn't front page news on every newspaper across the globe is stunning.
We have a cabal of FBI agents who took it upon themselves to investigate a candidate and his campaign. And then we have, of course, actual spies, one or more, in the Trump campaign. What the hell is this? The Soviet Union? Venezuela? It's the United States of America.
If that's the case, this is not America. We don't have a constitution. This is something you'd expect from the former Soviet Union, Venezuela.
I'm not saying this as a Republican or conservative. I find it frightening that the power of the federal government can be used in this manner and in the middle of a political season with spurious or scant evidence.
All right, folks. For TV viewers, here it is. Unclassified Office of Director of National Intelligence, May 13, 2020. They just released it, as you know. And here it is. Joe Biden, all of them spying, and the White House spying on Trump. So, next year's news today, you bet. By the way, our source on all this was the former director of operations for the NSA, William Benny. So, yeah, that's where we get this unfounded stuff.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'll look at your phone calls throughout the rest of the transmission. We have a special guest popping in studio. But look at this New York Times article. They have a whole section called Information War Now. They have a whole section calling themselves the Resistance. Get ready for vaccine information war. My wife actually showed me this article this morning. And then it goes on to say, not only are we going to censor everybody that says vaccines might hurt you, which is an admitted fact, we need to mobilize the left to crush the people that don't want vaccines. They got another article going, oh, look at all these Instagram women. All these young supermodels are turning against the vaccines and are now suddenly pro-Trump. Yeah, one of them is Darren McGreen's daughter. And Darren didn't call up her and tell her to do this. She wanted to talk about it to her millions of followers. Now, there it is. New York Times panics after Instagram influencers with millions of followers start going down the rabbit hole. And the things these women say in here, I mean, I got up at like 6 a.m. this morning. I slept in. That's late for me. And I read this whole article. And I was like, wait a minute. There's Darren McGreen's daughter right there with her millions of followers. But keep scrolling down. And they're like, we need to ban these women. Shut them up. Now, there's McBrain's daughter. Anyways, the point is that when you read the stuff these women say, it's so powerful. You know, I said I'd go to your calls, and I am going to go to the calls. But, guys, will you print me that article again? I know it's here, but you know what? I'll hit that start of the next hour. Here it is. Read what one of these women said. Because now they're going to bully the young models, you know, who, by the way, have been pretty Democrat. By the way, the word is from these ladies is, yeah, there's McBrain's daughter right here. The word is from these ladies is they're not going to shut up now. I remember when she was like a little girl. Here we go. Let me read what this one woman said here. These women are all choosing life, by the way. Look at this, Anna Wood. I was able to take a screenshot of 1.24 million tweets before they deleted hashtag Obamagate. And these women are like, hey, I was a liberal. But now that you're trying to silence everyone, I'm not. I'm pro-human. You got to read what these women are saying. Because, look, we've got this hanging up in the office, this map of the CFR, Trilateral Commission, and the globalist Bilderberg meeting. This is what supermodels are tweeting out now. That's what I'm telling you. We have all these stations calling up going, hey, we didn't used to carry your show. Can we have it now, prime time? We know you're right. We apologize. We thought you were crazy. Hey, I know I sound crazy. The truth is insane. I don't blame folks that thought I was full of crap. Because it's insane that you would actually have this going on. This is what one of the women said. This is what the New York Times says they want banned. They're saying, we shut her up. The combination of March-April has been comparable to a bad acid trip that never ends. After 24 years, my perception of reality has been shattered. Work feels pointless. Life feels pointless. I feel dehumanized. The people around me suddenly seem dull and brainwashed. Because they're not tied into God, sweetheart. Television has lost its appeal. Yeah, exactly. You're opening up to the universe. I fluctuate between hating myself for being so oblivious for 24 years. That's natural. That's healthy. And then wishing I'd never learned any of this in the first place. I feel alone and almost psychotic to realize how much of the world around me has been built on lies and me questioning my own sanity on a daily basis. There's a reason most people choose to stay brainwashed. Reality is awful when you realize who actually runs the world and how limited your freedom actually is. There are some doors that can't be closed. That's only phase one. Fight back, you're going to be exhilarated. But yeah, you're seeing how sinful you are. I don't mean sin like you have sex or you drink a beer. I mean, you've been going along with a program that's destroying you when the real program will empower you for a trillion generations. And you're part of a bloodline. You're part of a saga. You're all your ancestors living now in you. You will not betray them. And they're pissed at you. Of course they're pissed. They demand victory. And we're going to give it to them. You look at these Satanists like Zuckerberg and Gates. They're pathetic. They look like slaves because they are slaves. All their money and all their power is nothing but a big weight around their neck. These are the people that bowed to evil. All right, let's go to your phone calls. But that's what we're dealing with here. Yeah. Get ready for the vaccine info war. Yeah, they're coming. The New York Times says, if you don't take a shot, you don't have a job or fly on an airplane. And the big tech companies are illegally spying on you with government to see if you're social distancing. And now the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, with the global initiative of the Clintons, chaired by Chelsea, has access to all this data from big tech and is tracking you in real time and creating a million-person army of young, power-tripping leftists to come to your house and take your children from you. And it's already happening in Australia. And you're like, well, that'll cause a civil war. That's the plan. So let's stop them now politically before they get the war they want. Because they know intellectually we're beating them. They know spiritually we're beating them. So what do you do when you're losing a chess game? You turn the table over if you're a jerk. And that's what this whole thing is. But as long as we expose that they're the ones that bankrupted the economy, they're the ones that did the lockdown, they're the ones that lied about the COVID numbers, they're the ones that, as long as we expose them, no one wants to read their propaganda. Brian Stelter puts out a tweet. He gets like 100 retweets. Some random housewife telling the truth puts it out. She gets 5 million. Then they ban her. Doesn't matter. Then more people activate. You cannot stop us all. You will not stop us all. We have a destiny. We have a desire. We have a will to live. We will live. And you're the ones that put us in a trance and made us weak. We're breaking out of the trance. We're strong and we're beautiful. Our souls are beautiful. I don't care what you physically look like. If you love God and you love justice, you are beautiful. And you are the seed of the universe. And it's that realization that will make you blossom. God's waiting. God's not like Satan that comes up and sneaks around and tricks you out of your common sense and tricks you out of your will. God's just right there saying, I'm knocking at the door, but you got to let me in. I'm totally truthful. You got to take my hand, though. You got to do it. And you're going to get attacked for this, but it's not going to matter. Once you electrically tie in to the spirit, there's no more fear anymore. There's sadness. With great knowledge comes great sadness, because you see people serving Satan and death, and you wish they could see what you see. You wish they could commune with you. You wish you could save them, but you can't save them because they won't let their heart open up. I'm going to go to break. You see all the news about vitamin D3 and how good it is for your body. And you can also do your own research into krill oil, how it's the very best of the whole spectrum of what you call fish oil out of the sea. And our ultimate fish oil is excellent. It's got two different fish and krill in it. This is ultimate krill oil, and it is as red as a communist flag. Now, I don't like red commie flags, but I like red krill. For anybody that knows, pure krill that hasn't been homogenized or screwed up is red. This is ruby red, because it's got the stank on it, by the way. If you're getting krill or fish oil and it doesn't have fish taste, it's been denatured. It's not good. This is nasty, folks, because it's real. Woo! It's real! Just like I am, just like you are. There's counterfeits in this universe, but then there's the real thing, the lightning. And once you taste that, you never want to be part of the counterfeit again. So get your products at InfoWarsStore.com. The big sale ends this weekend, and it funds everything you see here. InfoWarsStore.com. Your calls are just a few minutes away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
President Trump just came out and made another statement. I was getting a cup of coffee, watched it as he came off Air Force One, saying, the Democrats don't want to open the economy. It's political. It's about making me lose the election. And he's being attacked for that. The Democrats admit that's what they're doing. But it's deeper than that. It's the globalists. It's the Chi-Coms. He has to go on the offense about the fake numbers, the fake testing, how they're counting all the dead as this. If you look at the statistics, we're right at where you'd be normally for death each day from where we were last year. The old people dying. Nobody likes it. It's the facts of life. They just move that over in the column. And I know as listeners, you know that. But if we don't get that out, we're going to have real death. In the fourth hour, we break that down. There's a big article on Infowars.com. How many Asians, how many Africans have to starve to death for the left to defeat Trump? I don't just go off polls because most of them are fake, but they have internal polls that are going on. And I've been talking to the folks that are involved doing them. When the Democrats came out in the last 2 weeks and blamed Trump, it backfired. Because everybody knows it came from China. Everybody has now learned that Fauci's involved and Bill Gates is involved. And the internet's done its job. Even with the censorship, people now know. And they know Trump, it isn't his fault. And now everybody's talking about all the people starving to death. 300,000 a day, the UN says. Is that number accurate? Yeah. That's how many people there are on this planet. There's 7.5 billion, folks. There's normally about 100,000 starving to death every week or so. It's 300,000 a day right now. Yeah. They get debilitated. They get malnutrition. You get a common cold. You D-I-E. And every leftist I talk to is a sicko. They're not. They use race to control everybody. But when you get down to brass tacks, they'll tell you. When you go to one of these abortion clinics to protest, and I told you about this 20 years ago before there was video. Now there's all these videos where you'll have an Asian or black doctor walk out and go, I can't even quote it, or they'll take it out of context and say, I said, but they'll come out and say, you know, nobody wants these black people. What are you going to adopt them? We need to get rid of these people. I mean, you've seen this attitude. Totally writing off people. And that's what this is, folks. That's what all this sick behavior is. And for me, it's not some virtue signal to be against it. I'm not into killing kids, man. And I'm not signing on to it. Because I'm not going to hell. People go, oh, hell doesn't exist. Bill Gates, oh, there's no God. Yeah, right. Because you think you're God and you're playing God. There is a God and you're going to burn for it, buddy. I've seen hell. Oh, yeah, I'll leave it at that. And it's the absence of God. Truth is, God doesn't have to do anything to these evil people. He just dumps them all in together. Can you imagine being for eternity locked up with Bill Gates and Hillary Clinton? I'll take a lake of fire over that any day. But it's a burning because they love death. They want to burn up creation. So the burning is them. I mean, look how pathetic Stephen Colbert is. What a sack of garbage he is. What a fake, plastic piece of filth he is. Big buddies with John and Tony Podesta. A slimy sack of crap. Look at his eyes. He thinks he's so important. Two sick, fake demons. Talking about the collapse of society, giggling and laughing, because it's a joke on us. Joke's on you, buddy. You think you're going to get away with this without God tearing you metaphysically limb from limb? You're stupid. So you keep having your fun and keep smiling, because you're not going to be smiling forever, Jack. Rick in Florida, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
How are you? Great to get through to you.
I'm all right. I'm pretty fired up. I see you're talking about families,
yeah, I'm fired up.
Children being grabbed out of their homes. Let's show footage around the world of them grabbing little kids away from their mothers because they dare go outside. If you work at a big store, you're allowed to be outside. But if you're just an average person, you stay in your house and you die.
Exactly. This is exactly what I'm calling about. A couple of weeks ago, the world was shocked when we heard the WHO director, Tedros, state that we need to go to look into families and remove family members with dignity. Now we have a Broward County, Florida administrator. Her name is Bertha Henry. She's making the same statements.
Oh, yeah. And now Bill and Melinda Gates with the Clinton Foundation, which Chelsea runs it, have a computer program with Apple and Google where they just decide. They're now saying, if you were around someone with COVID, we're going to take your children. So they want to get us used to the image of the police taking our children away. And are the cops dumb enough to be part of this? Looks like they are.
Well, some of them are. Actually, I am a law enforcement officer, and I'm appalled at what's going on.
By the way, I'm not kissing your ass. On average, cops are more like the general public. But I was talking about Australia. Absolutely. So what do you A, you don't want to do that morally. B, how dangerous is that when you start going out to take kids?
Well, what I'm calling about specifically is on Tuesday, the Broward County County Council, they had a Zoom workshop. And Bertha Henry, who's an unelected
county administrator. She's the one, not DeSantis, she's the one who ordered our businesses closed. She's the one who ordered us to wear masks. She's the one who closed our beaches and closed our parks. She's the one who collects $347,000 a year. She made statements that we're going to start going into family homes and separate individuals and isolate them. And, Broward County is the most liberal county in the great state of Florida, and it is a great state. We do have a great governor. And we need the people here to wake up. I've sent you the
video. Absolutely. I mean, obviously, I don't need to tell you your job. Do you realize how dangerous that is if you start going grabbing people's kids?
Well, I would never do that.
No, I know, but there are some police that will follow that order.
There are some who have been doing it. And I took an oath, and I'll never violate that oath. But I've sent you the video. We need to get this video out. The people in Broward County need to wake up and realize that their family...
What email address did you send it to, sir, and what was the subject?
The subject was... It's that COVID-19 contact tracing, Broward County removing family members from homes.
And was that at Show Tips? We'll get it right now.
I sent it to Tips, and I sent it to the whistleblower. And we need to get this out. This needs national attention.
No, I agree, because they want the power... Because it's the WHO runs this, whether it's Japan, whether it's Australia, whether it's the U.S., they want contact tracing where bureaucrats in the Democratic Party call you and then are the non-governmental boss of the police and then order you who to go grab. Can you imagine how rife for abuse that's going to be?
It's appalling. I understand who runs this. I understand that if H.R. 6666 passes, We'll have $100 billion a year for these corrupt bureaucrats like Bertha Henry. She'll be paid off to carry this out.
To play God.
To stop this.
And again, anyone that's ever had a normal cold has the antibodies for COVID-19, so it makes everybody suspect. Isn't this a genius takeover plan?
I have friends who are nurses who work in the COVID wards here in Broward County hospitals. And what they tell me is it's a complete and total hoax. We've got a hospital here that there are 3 patients in there that came from nursing homes, and they're not even sick. They're not sick other than normal ailments that people in their 80s and
sure, 90s. Exactly. Well, again, people are like, well, why would they choose something like a cold virus? Because everybody's got it. And so now everyone is suspect, so every death they can say is that, and they can throttle it up or throttle it down. Rick, God bless you, and I really appreciate you coming on the show. Let's get Rick's name and number off record so maybe he can pop on with Robert Barnes tonight with the show he's doing and give his testimony, because it's so important. Thank you so much, sir, and thank you. All right, I got to one caller. I'm going to come back in 2 minutes, and I'm going to do 2 calls, that little segment, and we'll do 5 calls the next one. Rick and Jeremy and Glenn and Michael and Nathan and Robert and Derek, we'll get to all of you, but that's what's so crazy, is I don't just believe that caller. He sounds credible. But trust but verify, I already know it's all true. And imagine, oh, Google said you were around somebody had COVID. We're coming to take your kids away. It's going to start a civil war, folks.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a 1-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.